guys. It's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day. So today we're going to get into how to label a multi-pack or an individual product for your FBA Amazon account. Let's get right into it, guys. All right. So here was the question I had actually got from a subscriber, and it was in regards to how to properly label a product when you're going to ship in either an individual unit to be sold through FBA, or if you're going to keep it as a case pack, how do you actually separate the two, and how does that work in regards to when Amazon actually pulls the product for a customer? Is it supposed to be labeled on the outside of the box, or does each individual product need to be labeled? And then how would you create the listing for that so you can distinguish the two? And it's actually a really great question. It was something that when I started FBA about 2.5 years ago, it was something I had no idea how to actually properly label, but with some trial and error, I kind of figured it out, of course, and with some tutorial information through Amazon, I was able to figure that out. So first off, it all really, really starts actually with your listing. Okay, so when you create the listing for your product, you as the seller need to determine, are you going to sell an individual unit or are you going to sell a case pack that has 12, let's just use an example, 12 pack. All right, so you produce a chocolate bar, right? And what you want to do is you want to send in a box of chocolate bars, but you actually want to sell them individually, okay? And this is just going to be totally an example, just to give you an idea. So you want to create your listing. Number one, you got to start your listing off by stating that you are selling one individual chocolate bar. So what you would do in the title is you would describe the chocolate bar. And then down below in the description, you would explain that it's a 2-ounce chocolate bar, individual bar sold as an individual unit, okay? And then what you would do is then describe the chocolate bar itself so the customer knows that they're not getting a case pack, but an actual individual unit of the product. And then in your picture, I would recommend you take a photo of simply the one individual unit. Don't take an open case pack photo of the 12 chocolate bars in the box, the case pack box that you would normally pack it in. Just take an individual bar, and you can take some different angle shots, you know, to fill up. You've got several pictures that you can add. I would definitely add as many as you can, even if it's just different shots, different angles of the one individual unit, okay? So between the title and your description and the photos, the customer will know that when they purchase the product, they're going to receive one individual unit. Now, when it comes to labeling the product, since the individual chocolate bar is going to be the item that's sold, the whether you're using a UPC, by the way, if you're using your own barcode, that's perfectly fine. Amazon prefers the GS1 barcodes for the products themselves. If you don't have a barcode, you can get one auto-generated from Amazon. They would actually create one for you when you're creating your listing. They'll ask you if you have a barcode or not. You can utilize that, and that's basically it's gonna give Amazon's inventory the ability to receive the product in and then pull it out and give it to the customer and ship it. The barcodes are really for tracking purposes and, of course, inventory purposes. Now, as you specified that it was going to be an individual unit, right? So you can either, again, put your barcode on there, or once you auto-generate it, label that individual unit with the auto-generated barcode from Amazon. So when they receive it in the case pack or in the box, they know to take it out and to scan that individual product, put it into inventory. So physically it's on a shelf ready to be pulled and shipped. So when it comes to the individual unit, that is going to be the method that you're going to use for the single product. Now, if you want to sell a 12 pack of your chocolate bars, right? You have a case pack specifically designed for that. You've got 12 chocolate bars in the box. You want to shrink wrap the box itself. And then what you want to do is that you want to create a listing stating that you are receiving, the customer is going to purchase 12 chocolate bars, and let's just throw a price out. It's $24.99, it's $2 a bar. So $24.99, take a picture of the case pack, and then in your title you explain 12. You're going to get gourmet chocolate bars, a 12 pack. Down below in the details, you're going to explain that the customer is going to purchase 12 single chocolate bars in one case. It's actually sold by case. Then in your photos, You're going to take snapshots of that 12 case pack. Now, what I would recommend you do, and this works really, really well to get the point across that the customer is actually purchasing 12, is to open the box up with your photos, open them up, lay out the 12 bars, and take an individual photo with a white background of those specific 12 bars that they're going to get. So there's no misunderstanding, because I've experienced this before. There's no misunderstanding that the customer's not going to get 24, they're not getting 100. They're getting 12 individual units that's going to be in a case pack. Now, how do you label that, Damien, with a UPC code? Now, again, if you create a separate, you have to create a separate listing for the 12 pack. If you have your own barcode, you can put that on the outside of the box. It has to be either imprinted on the box or itself. If you have a manufacturer who's making your boxes, they can print that, or you can simply print a little label that has the actual barcode, but has to be stuck to the outside of the box. Now, one extra step that I've done before when I've sent in multi-units in a case pack is I've created a small label that I put right next to, above, or somewhere around where the UPC code or the auto-generated barcode comes from Amazon, that you would put on the outside of your heat, your shrink-wrapped box that you put on the outside. Next to that label, I actually put a label that says, please do not open, sold by case. Okay, so it tells the person that's in the warehouse not to crack open the box and start putting out individual units. So they know that that unit as a whole is selling 12 candy bars. Okay, so it's not to be opened. It's not to take out individual bars. That's not how you're packaging that specific unit. You want it to be sold by case pack. But that extra little label is going to give them the information that they need to know on top of it that, hey, you know what? Don't open this. This is sold by a case. So between the barcode that you have on the outside of the package that you're going to put on your shrink wrap, which is around the box, right? You're going to have that additional little bit of information, and that helps them to understand that it's not to be opened, okay? So I kind of, I do a lot. I don't really do candy bars, but there's some items that I sell in a case that I kind of learned by just doing when I didn't understand it fully and I sent it out, it just kind of got mixed up. But and the fact that they kind of opened it up and it was kind of a big issue. But now I understand how it works, is that once you create the listing, you've got to just specify all of that information, spell it out for your customers so they understand. Plus, it helps Amazon understand that when they are inventorying, then they're putting that product in inventory, they need to know whether it's a single unit or if it's a case pack. And you know, once you understand this, it's very simple. So the UPC code that you can auto-generate, by the way, if you don't have a barcode, that's perfectly fine. Amazon will create one automatically. And you basically, by the way, you just print those up, and they look like mailing return address labels. They're, I believe, about an inch by about 2.5 inches across, very small. But it'll have a barcode, a specific set of numbers and such for Amazon. And that is the distinguishing label that will help Amazon understand whether the product is individual or case-packed. And then make sure that is on the outside. Make sure, of course, like I said before, the shrink wrap. You got to put your box of whatever it is inside some shrink wrap and shrink it up so it's sealed. You don't want an open case pack because that'll cause a big problem. Make sure it's shrink wrapped and then putting the label on the outside so that way the case pack is distinguished. So, well, I hope you understand the process. Like I mentioned before, once you've done it once or twice, you'll definitely get it down. It's very, very simple. And I hope that information helped you out. And of course, as always, guys, if you're not subscribed to my channel, if you're looking to create a food product or get a food business up and running, I've got hundreds of videos and of course upload every day new information. And as always, I'm always taking questions. If you've got anything that you want to ask me, put it down in the description down below or let me know through email. And of course I've got consulting services available, to help you get a product up and running or get them on retail shelves. So if anyone else that you know in your family or friends that can definitely benefit from my information, as always, I appreciate you guys sharing my channel. So we have podcasts, we have YouTube channel, and we've got a lot of resources on marketingfoodonline.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you guys or on my next video or talking to you via podcast. So take care, guys, and have a great day.